You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You're listening to The Intern Show with Rebecca and Melissa. Hey guys, welcome back.
Welcome back to episode 8, everybody.
Episode 8, so happy to be here.
Very excited. We don't really have a lot planned for today. We're just gonna see where everything takes us.
Yeah. I mean, the show's usually a roller coaster, and we figured if we have no direction whatsoever,
yes,
we'll see what happens. But you did have one thing you wanted to start with.
I had one thing, but I don't know if you're like into it or not. So like I'll try it. So
go for it.
Do you follow like astrology like for fun or anything or no?
I don't really follow it too much. My roommate does. She follows it heavily.
Oh,
so
okay.
I know just the basics, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you ask?
I was just wondering, because a lot of people will depend on it and rely on it. Like, oh, this is so me. And then a lot of other people were like, this is garbage. Like, what is this?
Should we read our co-stars? Is that what it's called? Co-star?
Yeah, there's an app. It's called Co-star. I don't know how reliable Co-star is. I have it, and sometimes I'll use it. But what I like to do, I like to go on, it's called Cafe Astrology.
Cafe Astrology? I'll go on. I don't really know too much. A little fun fact for all of you while I'm filling this out is that my cousin Cody and I were born on the same day. I, however, am 16 hours earlier, and I love to flex on him with that. Except the only time it ever was, like, annoying was on Christmas Eve. We'd do, like, reindeer food, and we'd go outside and sprinkle all the reindeer food on the lawn so the reindeers would come. And we would go out in age order, so he would get to go before me because he was technically younger. But other than that, I loved always being able to
flex on him.
Brag, if you will.
I understand.
All right.
Okay.
It has loaded. I'm not going to read any of the instructions. I feel like I don't really care.
You don't need the instructions.
So, do you know anything about the big three? Can you explain to me if you do?
So, I'm not an expert. The big three, it's your sun, your moon, and your rising sign.
Yes.
So, your sun sign, that's like, it depends on the month and day you were born.
Mm-hmm.
So, my birthday is in July. I am a Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what are you?
I'm a Gemini.
You're a Gemini.
End of May.
End of May, May, June, so Gemini. Then, you have your moon.
I tend to just read it on Snapchat because it has my Bitmoji, and that's all I need to know. But I'll share something that apparently is a bit controversial.
Ooh, okay.
So I've heard a rumor that Geminis are known for being two-faced, if you will. It's like the twin sign or something like that. My sun, moon, Mercury, Jupiter, and Saturn are all Gemini.
No way.
So my big three and then some are all Gemini. So I don't know if that makes me like eight-faced or what, but I don't know. I feel like I'm a pretty open book. Maybe I've got something to hide. I don't know. I don't really know what all of that means. But when I tell people my entire big three is Gemini, people are taken aback a bit. People seem to be a little hesitant about that fact. So
okay,
just thought I would share with you.
I found a site describing very simply. The sun, moon, and the ascendant. So the sun describes your core, who you are fundamentally, and also your ego. And then so you basically could say that the sun sign is your most like basic personality traits.
All right.
So then moving on to the moon sign, it has a lot to do with your emotional life and how you react in different situations and whatnot.
All right.
If you saw like the sun as your like more extroverted like, side, the moon would be your, like, softer side.
Okay.
It's, like, your emotional intelligence and, like, what you think, like, deep down inside you. So then the last one is the ascendant or the rising sign. And it's basically how you choose to portray yourself, like, to other people.
Huh.
So.
Interesting. So this website that you mm-hmm. shared with me is a lot of reading.
Yes.
Which I appreciate. However.
It's a lot.
I'm going to go back to my Snapchat because it's a nice, quick. So I'll read you just a little bit yes. about me. Sun in Gemini. Your mind moves at the speed of light, and you're always absorbing ideas and information from the world around you, translating them into your own unique concepts.
Do you sure. agree with that?
I would say that I'm a very analytical person, so mm-hmm. I am always trying to take things in and understand them in my own ways. And so, sure. It says, Sun, individuality, Gemini, playful, expressive, and curious.
Okay.
So, okay. The next one, Moon in Gemini. You're drawn to spunky, clever people with whom you can carry on quick-witted conversation.
Okay. I am also a Moon in Gemini.
Wow. So we're drawn to each other yes. as we're both spunky, clever people.
Okay.
Very quick-witted, if you will. Again, yeah, I love talking to people, so mm-hmm. I suppose that's true. My rising in Gemini says, when meeting people, the animated, witty, and intelligent side of your personality comes out, which again, I suppose is mm-hmm. true. I'm typically a little bit shy when you first meet me, but once mm-hmm. I really like, I don't know, talking to people, I do become very animated, I suppose.
I could see it.
And then all my other Geminis kind of say the same thing. Natural communicator, love learning about things, good luck when you tap into the inquisitive, communicative side of me. I don't know. But I don't see anything in there about being two-faced, which is what everyone says the Geminis are.
So, astrology, there's so many, like, stereotypes, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, they want to put everybody in, like, a little box. Well, have you ever taken the, what is it called? The, like, MBTI test or whatever?
Yes, with the four letters?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what I am,
like,
though.
What is it? The 16 personalities test?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that one's cool, but, like, does it really describe who you are? Billions of people in the world, and, like, everybody fits into, like, 16 categories.
Yes.
So, like, questionable. For me, my sun is in Cancer, so it says that I am a sensitive and romantic person who cares deeply about your relationships with people. Then my moon in Gemini is the same as you. And then my rising in Scorpio, it says when meeting people, you tend to be either very charming or very disinterested, which I could see true.
So you're either interested or you're like, nah,
I either
not
click
for
with
me.
A person or I'm like, no, thank you.
I understand that. So for a second, going back to kind of what you said about that personality test,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to use this as an excuse to talk about one of my favorite things in the whole wide world, which is Clifton Strengths.
What
have
is
you
that?
Heard of it?
No.
So I am an orientation leader at school. And so they have, once you sign up and apply and get selected,
mm-hmm.
they have everyone do what's called Clifton Strengths. And okay. it's a long test. It takes, mm-hmm. I want to say, maybe 45 minutes to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bunch of questions about you. And it's, like, on a scale. So, for example, it'll say, you know, in a very basic way, are you shy or outgoing? And there's a scale where you could kind of put the scale anywhere okay. between the two or at one end. But they're more in-depth questions. And then what happens from there is they give you your Clifton Strengths list.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 34 strengths that they have determined as, you know, the 34 strengths that people can have. And they give you your top five.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can pay to upgrade and get all 34 in order, okay. which I got. And all these strengths are split into four different categories. Strategic thinking, relationship building, influencing, and executing.
Okay.
And the fun and unique thing about that is, first of all, the odds of you having the same top five as someone else is 1 in 33 million because there are so many different combinations.
Okay.
So I've done this with, I know over 100, 150 people at school have done this, and I've never met anyone who has
the same.
Even close to the same top five as me.
Wow.
I know people who have the same number one or something like that,
mm-hmm.
but they're all very unique. And then on top of that, what Clifton Strengths does for you
mm-hmm.
is they'll make it's called your Strengths Insight Report, okay. and it'll go through your top five and write a personalized description for each of them.
Oh.
So my number one strength is analytical.
Mm-hmm.
But in the paragraph they wrote for me about analytical, they're also tying in my other strengths.
Mm-hmm.
So every paragraph is different.
Okay.
And so I have another friend whose top strength is analytical, but his paragraph is completely different than mine, and his analytical kind of manifests in a different way.
Oh,
so by reading this report, I can tell, like, why these are my strengths and, you know, how I can use them. And that's the best kind of, you know, personality, I suppose, test you can take.
Yeah, it's not.
There's science. It's, like, backed up with science behind it. It's not just, like, a BuzzFeed quiz. It's a company that does this for a living.
Yes.
They teach classes on it. They have certified strengths coaches. They have a book that I read. It's very, very interesting if you are interested in kind of learning more about
yourself, not like
in that way.
One of those, like, very, like, general quizzes where, let's say, like, the MBTI test or whatever, where if somebody gets the same thing as you, they'll... All the writing, all the paragraphs, all the words, it's all the same. It's just copy-paste. Yep. Whereas this would be more geared towards you as an individual.
Yep. It's completely personalized. It is, all catered towards you. And so no one's going to have the same thing as you. And then what you can do, which is what we did for orientation, is we do a strengths training where we not only learn about ours, but about other people's.
Oh, okay.
And it kind of teaches you how to work with other people based on what their strengths are and how you can best utilize that. And so I think that is super interesting.
That is super interesting.
As I said, I know a lot of people who've done it at school and we're all kind of obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. Like, we talk about it all the time because it's just so incredibly fascinating.
Okay.
So I'll just give a quick, well, not a quick, that was a kind of long plug for Clifton Strengths, but... I love it. I taught it to my students, too. The school funded my whole orientation class. My 30 students all got to take it.
Okay.
And I taught them about it. So, so interesting.
I want to take it now.
Yeah, you can. It's not too expensive. You could also, if you get the book, you get a free coat to take the quiz.
Interesting. Maybe I'll do it when I get home. We'll talk about it on Thursday.
Yes. I would actually love if you did that and we could do a little...
We could, like, talk about it.
Little strengths talk. Because I really do... When I got my Strengths Insight report and I read it, I was like, wow, that is me to a T. Like, I was shocked by how accurate it was.
Okay.
I mean, some people don't feel that it's as accurate for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it also depends how you answer the questions. It even takes into account how quickly you answer each question.
Oh, okay.
Because if you answer it quickly, obviously, you know, it's more of a no-brainer. Whereas if you answer, you know, it takes a lot of stuff into account that you don't really realize. Anyways, so back to the whole birth sign thing. Do you ever base, I don't know, like people do like the whole compatibility thing.
Yeah.
Do you believe in that?
No. Like, if I meet a person, I'm just like, oh, okay. My best friend is a Pisces. And my other best friend is also a Pisces. Like, they're sisters, so... Friendship-wise, I get along very well with Pisces and other water signs, I guess. All my best friends, they're, like, water signs. But in, like, a relationship, I think I've dated or, like, been in, like, a situationship with Pisces and it never works out well. Like, I always just, like, end up, like, not liking it at all. So... I don't like really base all my future relationships on like, oh, you're a Pisces, like, oh, let's definitely be friends, or like, oh, you're a Gemini, like, oh, I don't like you at all. Ugh, Geminis.
The worst.
Yeah. But no. A lot of people, like, when they're like saying, they're asking you like, oh, what's your sign? They're like, oh.
Yeah, people are judging immediately. I don't know if that's fair.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair because I think it's based on more than that. Like, if you're astrology into account.
Yeah.
Because you have the moon, the rising, blah, 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 and everything.
Yeah.
There's so many little things.
I think something else that's interesting about it is, like, so if you're reading a compatibility chart or something, like, I'm on Snapchat, and I just clicked on my roommate, shout out Renee, and I'm reading, like, similarity, harmony, all this stuff, growth, whatever. But the descriptions are so vague.
Yeah.
That it's, like, you could relate it to anything.
Anything in your life.
Yeah, like, you could... Because it's so vague, you could have an instance for anything.
Yes.
Like, it says, you two have a lot of fun together and bring out the best in each other, but from time to time, things can also get dramatic. I'm like, that's isn't that with every person? Like, any of your friends?
Yes, all of your relationships.
So, I don't know. I think they leave it super vague so that people read it and are like, yeah, I can relate. I already have beef with the CoStar app. Let me tell you why.
What happened?
So it says, like, today through Friday, Make space for all the past versions of yourself, blah, 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 blah. And then there's a do and a don't. My do list is nice pens, learning languages, and long-form essays. First of all, it's summer. What makes CoStar think I'm writing a long-form essay? Two, nice pens? No. Then we go to the don't category. The first one, don't dad jokes. It is always time for a dad joke. That is insulting to me.
Maybe it's telling you it won't land well.
Yeah, maybe. They never land well.
It's a dad joke.
Don't humble brag, okay? Don't hyperbole. What does that mean? Don't hyperbole?
Interesting. Okay.
Then it says one more because I now have so much beef with it. Mm-hmm. Icebreaker. You internet stalk your ex's best friend's third cousin's girlfriend. What does that mean?
What?
I can't even follow that. I don't like this app. I want to delete it.
Okay. For me, it says do old playlists.
Amen. Love that.
Body pillows. Okay. I don't own a body pillow.
Maybe you should buy one.
Maybe. Invest. Okay. And then supplements. Like vitamins.
Yours is giving self-care.
Yeah. I get a lot of self-care. And then I have don't. Rebounds. Forced laughter. And an impulsive haircut.
Oh, no. Were you planning on getting an impulsive haircut?
No, I was not planning on, like, cutting my bangs at 3 a.m.
That's why I don't understand. I'm going on the daily updates now, seeing what it says about today. Should we each read them?
Yeah, you go first.
Today, stop explaining yourself. Power in routine, social life, and self. Blah, 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 blah. Today, you will be reminded of your love for those close to you. A simple text can keep these relationships going. You can choose the best path. Ooh. Your desire to change this month depends on your ability to perceive your life. This is no small feat for a person who gets nervous around other people's complicated emotions. Actually true. Fun fact about me is I'm a little heartless and I lack empathy, so I don't really know what to do when people are emotional or are crying. I'm like, sorry. You know?
Okay.
Be slow and strategic, like a mushroom. The general theme of your life during this period is to use your confidence you've acquired in your thinking to study, learn, and develop new forms of mental discipline. One idol can't inspire everyone. Ooh. Was this useful? I'm going to give it a thumbs down.
Oh.
No, I won't.
Rebecca said absolutely not.
I don't know. I'm developing a strong hatred for this stuff very quickly.
Okay, so.
Read me what yours says for you today.
So for me, today, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Oh, amen. Yeah.
And then power in routine and social life. Today, everything reminds you of them. You try to put everything you have to say in a letter, but the whole thing comes out like a ransom note.
Okay, why is this so specific?
I don't know.
It sounds like a Taylor Swift song.
Yes, it does. Would you listen to this Taylor Swift song?
Would you listen? If this came up on your TikTok, would you scroll or like it?
Not interested.
Okay. Not interested.
Drop willfulness and practice acting effectively instead. Notice the difference. You already know what you deserve in relationships, and that's a start. You need to love yourself this month. This is no small feat for a person who extends forgiveness and understanding to other people until they have nothing left for themselves.
Whoa, that is
call deep. Out. They called me out. Okay. Don't be afraid to strike out and find something new. The general theme of your life during this period is to adopt a careful and pragmatic attitude about your home and personal life so that you can see what needs to be done for the future. Resilience is an elastic experience. It is the ability to quickly bounce back from adversity. It's not bad.
Are you okay? It seems like you're going through a lot.
Yeah, I don't... It seems like letters? A lot. I'm not writing ransom notes.
Yeah, no.
I don't know why CoStar thinks I'm writing ransom notes or writing letters, because I don't really write letters, period.
Does yours say chaos mode at the bottom?
Oh, yeah, chaos. It does.
As a Gemini sun, you are always ready to improvise. Set a goal for yourself. You write the message, we send it back to you when the stars align. Ooh. I'm not doing that. That's stupid.
Okay, my message, I'm going to write a message to myself. It's going to be LOL psych.
Should I write I'll write a dad joke even though it says don't.
It says, your Cancer sun helps you to stick to your agenda. Remind yourself of objectivity.
LOL psych. I'm trying to remember my favorite joke.
Good luck.
Oh, Okay, so I think I got it, but I haven't told it in a while, so.
Mm-hmm. What's the joke?
Let me run through it in my head for a second. Okay, so I went to Barnes & Noble the other day.
Okay.
I wanted to buy a dictionary. So I buy one at the store, I bring it home. I open it up, and all the pages are blank. I had no words to describe how upset I was. That was good, right?
Oh my god, somebody get Rebecca out of this office.
I'm gonna type that whole thing into out chaos mode.
And I'm just, and
do
I
you
just
have any good
tell,
dad jokes?
I'm looking at dad jokes right now.
Okay, well, while you do that, I'm going to keep exploring this app that I'm promptly...
Probably going to delete
I sent
afterwards.
The note. It says, your note is safe in the ether.
In the ether.
Expect it to surface again when the time is right. I think the time is always right for a...
Interesting.
Oh, so I could see my relationships with other people?
What's your username?
Should I add you?
Yeah.
I don't know mine. Do you know yours?
Let me see.
First friend added. You're my first friend.
Oh, my God.
How nice. I don't even know where to find friend requests.
How do celebrities stay cool?
Wait, let me think. How do they stay cool?
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities?
Yeah.
They hang out with Ice Cube.
They have many fans.
Oh. Hang out with Ice Cube. It says I requested you. You're not accepting?
Where? How do I accept you?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Okay. What other jokes do I know? How do you make a tissue dance?
You put a little boogie in it.
Of course. I don't really know any other ones. That's kind of all I had. I have one joke in my back pocket at all times, and now I've shared it.
What does a house wear?
What does a house wear?
Mm-hmm.
Shoes.
Address. Address.
Oh, address. That's really good. I like that one. Can you accept me, please?
I don't. It says friend request, and then it says you have no new friend requests.
Are you sure? Is it SSA?
Yeah, SSAA.
I requested the wrong person? Are you telling me I requested the wrong? No, you're not a Pisces, Leo, Gemini?
No. Cancer.
Oh, no.
Cancer, Gemini, Scorpio.
How do I unrequest? I added the real you now.
Oh, there we
oh,
go.
Oh, in your contacts as Melissa. Oh, no. How do I get rid of the other request?
I don't know.
Ma.
You're just going to be friends with the wrong Melissa.
It's not letting me unrequest.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. This is so embarrassing. God. Oh, no.
Why do melons have weddings?
So, why do melons have weddings?
Why do melons have weddings?
So they can't elope. Because
yes.
They can't elope.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, today, you and Melissa, smiley face, both will adopt the mood of whoever you're around.
Okay.
You're both able to be upfront about what you're feeling. Do your best to read their nonverbal emotional cues. Open up a space for you both to exhale. Should we?
Oh my god, I can write you a message.
You don't need to. That's okay.
Hey.
That's all it says about? There's a bunch of stuff.
Okay, and then compatibility. Our moods and emotions, Gemini, Gemini.
Nice.
Sense of responsibility, Gemini, Gemini. Respect.
Respect. I feel like I'm on a roll now and I'm going to be able to guess more the answers to these dad jokes.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if I know any good ones.
Why couldn't the bicycle stand up by itself?
Why couldn't the bicycle stand up by itself?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, I don't know.
Because it was too tired.
Oh, I knew it was going to be something about the wheels. Oh, dang it.
Interesting.
What did you look up? Dad jokes?
Yes, I did.
Let's see. I'll pull some up and I won't look at the answers and we could see who could get them first.
Okay.
Are you on countryliving.com?
No.
Okay.
Should I go in there?
No. Why do fathers take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing?
I don't know.
In case they get a hole in one. That's a good one. What do a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common?
A tick?
And the Eiffel Tower. What do they have in common?
What?
They both have lines. Oh.
No. I don't think that's the answer.
They're both parasites. That's almost better. What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie? So fishticated.
Oh my God.
How do you follow Will Smith in the snow? He left fresh prints.
Oh my God.
Duh. I didn't even have to read that one. If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring? The pilgrims? Yeah, duh.
What's the difference between a piano and a fish?
Oh, you can tune a can, but you can't can a... Wait. You could tune a piano, but you can't piano a tuna.
You can't tuna fish.
What? I said tuna can?
I didn't say anything about tuna cans.
What's the official answer? You can tune a...
piano, but you can't tuna fish.
But you can tuna fish. Get it?
Ba-dum-tsh.
What did the ocean say to the beach?
Oh, nothing, he waves.
Duh. What do you call a factory that makes okay products?
I don't know. What do you?
That makes okay products? A satisfactory. That's good. Okay. Let's do one more.
And then wrap up the segment.
Although I'd do it all day.
True.
What did one wall say to the other? I'll meet you at the corner.
Interesting.
Okay. That was 32 minutes of astrology and
terrible jokes.
And I wouldn't have it any other way.
When they're listening to this podcast, they're just gonna be like, "What are they doing?"
Oh well.
But it's okay.
Slay. So, I had something to say, forgot it.
I'm trying to find what's happening in the now. What's new?
What's happening in the now?
Yeah, what's happening in the now?
So I sometimes, if I'm looking forward to something,
mm-hmm.
it's like super far in the future. Sometimes I'll become like hyper fixated on it. And it's like yes. all I can think about.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
for example,
I have two examples. So when I was in Italy, we were in Verona, which mm-hmm. is where Romeo and Juliet takes place.
Yes.
We're going on this little lift to take us to the top of a mountain to get a view of the city. And all I could think about was going to Disney World. And my friend texted me the other day. She was like, "I'll never forget when we were on the lift in Verona and Rebecca was like, 'I wish I was in Disney World right now.'" And I was like, "You know what? That sounds so ungrateful of me."
Mm-hmm.
And it was. For some reason, that whole day, I was hyper fixated on Disney World.
You were like, Disney.
And now, I'm mm-hmm. going to Disney World next week,
mm-hmm.
and all I can think about is going back to school, because I'm so excited to move into my apartment with my roommate.
You're going to be living off campus?
I'm on campus.
You're on campus, but...
Just a quick, as the co-star said, don't settle flex or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No, humble brag, they humble said. Humble brag. But isn't that the same thing?
Yeah.
So... I'm living in the on-campus townhouses, but they just built them like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so you walk in, first floor, kitchen,
ooh.
Laundry room, huge living room.
Yo.
Second floor, 4 bedrooms and a bathroom. Third floor, 4 bedrooms and a bathroom. Everyone gets their own room.
Respect.
Laundry,
okay.
Washer and dryer in unit. First time we've gotten that. I'm so pumped. And I haven't lived on a college campus since December because I was in Italy in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I haven't been on my campus in so long because I haven't.
So you're psyched.
So I'm like, it's all I can think about. Mm-hmm. I just want to start packing. But I know once I get to Disney World, I'm never going to want to leave.
That's true. So I've only been to Disney World once. And that was when I was in like third grade. So I don't remember anything about it. Like mm-hmm. I want to go back, like maybe with like my friends and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I hear a lot of people in the office talking about it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
This is a big Disney office.
Yeah, it is a big Disney office. But I have absolutely, like, no idea what everybody's talking about.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm just like, uh-huh. Smile and nod.
Yep. Smile yeah. and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Yes.
It is the most magical place on Earth. And I truly believe that. My little cousin's there right now. And, well, my two little cousins. And mm-hmm. one of them's 7. And her little sister is... not even 1 yet.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they're having a ball. They look so cute.
Aww.
And I'm going next week with my nephews and my niece.
Ooh,
for 5,
okay.
3, and 1. And they've never been to Disney before.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so excited. They can't wait.
Okay.
And neither can I.
I'm excited for you.
It's going to be pretty awesome. Yeah. I feel like the summer flew.
Yeah. I feel like we started this internship and then it's already over and the summer is like all done. And I'm honestly super excited to go back to school because this semester, I think all of my classes this semester are all, they're in person.
That's nice.
Like last semester I had like one or two classes that were still online.
Yeah.
So now like I can commute, I can see a bunch of like people who go to my school and it's not like running right after class to go catch the train. Like I have to wait a little bit, go to my next class and whatnot. Yeah. The only downfall is that I don't really have a campus. It's like, cause it's in Manhattan. So
yeah,
but I'm excited for it.
So speaking of summer flying by and all that jazz, I want to see if you can relate to this. I have like, I don't know, time is a very confusing thing to me.
Okay.
Because, okay, so I look back to, I got home from Italy on May 15th.
Okay.
I feel like this summer flew by. Like, I can't believe it's the end of August.
Yeah.
But I also feel like I can't even remember the last, like, when I was in Italy. Like, it feels like it was so long ago.
Yeah.
Same thing, I haven't been at my college campus since. I haven't lived there since December. It feels like years ago.
Yeah.
But it also flew by. How's it already my senior year? So I can never tell if time is flying or if it's going really slow. And I just like, I have that trouble. So well, how do you perceive like, all of this?
Time? Time is like a human construct.
That's like a terrible question to ask. How do you perceive time?
Well, right now, like, it feels to me like August just started, but actually, like, we're in mid-August. Like, I start school in 2 weeks, like, from Friday.
Wow.
So I'm like, whoa. Wow. Yeah, I start really soon. Like, my first class is on Friday morning.
Friday the 26th?
Yes, Friday the 26th at 9 a.m.
You're kidding. I don't start until September 6th.
Yeah, I don't know why. Because even my school, well, I guess maybe because it's, like, a public school. Like, it's through CUNY.
Oh, yeah.
So, but then I end the winter semester. I end it late, I feel like, compared to other schools. Like, when do you, like, leave for winter break?
I'm looking that up right now. So, my school starts very late. Like, we never start before Labor Day. And I know, especially SUNY schools and CUNY schools.
Yeah.
Start mid-August.
Last week of August, yeah.
We've never started before Labor Day. I always move in Labor Day weekend.
Wow.
Which also means that my winter break starts late. And then I usually go back late in January. And then I end mid-May.
Okay.
It's like a, let me look. Okay, so my classes start on September 6th. My last day of classes is December 12th, and then I have finals until December 21st.
Ooh, okay.
Now, it's not guaranteed that I'll have a final on that last day. I could be done the 18th, I could be done the 20th, whatever. Then, so I'm off latest December 21st. I don't go back to school until January 17th. And then I am done. Last day of classes in the spring are May 1st. Wow. But I'm still going to be on campus for another month after that.
Ooh, why so?
Because I'm graduating.
Oh, so, okay, I so have, you got to wait for.
Last day of classes is May 1st. I have finals for a week until May 10th. But then we have senior week. And then I graduate on May 21st.
Okay.
Which is terrifying, and I hate the
Yeah, I can't
it.
Believe, like, when I met you, I didn't think you were a senior.
Yeah.
You feel so, like, youthful and still have, like, so much energy.
Thank you. Yeah, people tend to think I'm younger than I am. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were, like, a junior.
Yeah.
Me. Okay.
I'm 21, but I get heavily ID'd everywhere I go.
You just
and
have a youthful face.
I look
face.
Very young for whatever. And not very young, but
you look
everyone
young.
That's older is like, you're going to be grateful for that in 10 years. And I'm like, yeah, well, right now I want to look 21. One of my cousin's friends, so in October, so I was 20 at the time, she was like, how old are you? And I said, how old do I look? And she was like, 17. I was like, no, I'm a junior in college, not a junior in high school.
Yes.
So that was sad, but yeah, it is what it is.
Okay. So for me, the fall term ends for me like the 21st. That's the last day, mm-hmm. like with finals and everything. So then I go back to school, I want to say January 25th.
Wow, that's late.
Mm-hmm. So I get the whole, like a month, actually. Uh-huh. And then my last day of school for the spring semester is, well, the last day including finals is like May 23rd. So it's very late.
That's my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, May 23rd.
Subtle flex.
Yeah, humble brag, if you yes. will. I feel that college dates should be universal. I think every college should go back at the same date, mm-hmm. should go home for Christmas break the same date, should have the same spring break. I don't mm-hmm. understand why some of my friends have been at school since August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's also why I'm ready to go back to school, is some of my best friends are going back right now or have been at school since the beginning of August.
Wow.
I'm like, I don't have any friends left. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lie. I do, but you know what I mean.
You told me you were up till like 3 a.m. the other day watching High School Musical with your friends.
It's true. That was right before they left.
Oh.
Well, one of them left the next day. Okay. One of them is still here, and I'm seeing him and my other friend tomorrow. So it's fine.
Okay.
It is. You're all completely good. Fine. Just, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't understand why it's not a universal date. And as usual, I'd be yawning.
Yeah. I think it's so weird for me, I guess, because I never like went away to school. I never dormed. I was supposed to go... Originally, before I decided on going to Brug, I was going to go to Northeastern.
That's where my sister goes.
Really? Okay, yeah. So that was, like, my choice, and then COVID hit, and then I was like, I don't really want to go away with COVID and everything. So I just decided on going to Brug, and I stayed there. But it's so weird to me because a lot of my other friends, like, mm-hmm. went away to school. Like, I have a friend who went to Tulane in New Orleans. Yeah, far. And then my other friend, she goes to UMass Amherst.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, interesting. But I ended up staying here. And then my best friend, she also ended up staying on the island too. So then we just got even closer. But now the dorm life, I never experienced that.
Yeah.
And I always thought that I would experience it or like mm-hmm. even a little bit. But it's so weird to me now.
Yeah, I was the opposite. I didn't know mm-hmm. if I wanted to go away at first.
Mm-hmm.
The thought of communal bathrooms was freaking me out. Like, freaking me out. And I didn't know if I wanted to leave home. And then mm-hmm. I ended up doing it, and it's, like, my favorite thing in the whole world. I love it.
It's so cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to flip this completely. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So something... Did I talk about Joe Keery from Stranger Things?
No, not about him, like, specifically why.
So do you know he's a musician?
Yes, I do know he's a musician. Have I listened to, like, anything? No. But should I? Probably.
So, I was watching recently his interview, I believe, on Jimmy Fallon. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about his music. And I'm yawning again. And... Okay, so he was talking about his music.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy was, like, asking him how to pronounce his band's name or his name, whatever.
Okay.
And his band is Dujo. D-J-O, but it's just pronounced Joe.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Joe.
And so I was, you know, they were talking about this, and I was like, oh, interesting, whatever. And then I realized that I've been listening to one of his songs for years.
And you didn't know it was him?
And I had no idea that it's Steve Harrington.
I feel like I've heard about that, like, a lot.
Roddy.
Roddy?
Joe. I'll play it for a second, and we'll just cut this out so you could hear it.
Okay.
Please hold, everyone. So we're back, and you listened to a little bit of Joe Keery's song. That's not really the kind of music I listen to mm-hmm. too much.
Well, you listen to very, like...
For some reason, I mm-hmm. listened to it, and I was like, oh my goodness, I've been a Steve Harrington fan all these years, and I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's so cool because the Stranger Things kids, they're so talented.
They are.
Because what is it? Also, Finn Wolfhard, he also has a band.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Gaten Matarazzo's on Broadway.
Yes, I saw for Dear Evan Hansen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Sadie Sink and what's his name? Lucas.
Caleb
McLaughlin.
Mm-hmm.
Both also got their start on Broadway. They are such a talented cast.
Yes.
And as we talked about the other week, Natalia Dyer was in the Hannah Montana movie.
Iconic legend. Yeah.
Also, Robin is, what's her name, Maya Hawke?
Yeah, Maya Hawke.
She is part of a very famous family. Did
she
you know?
She is, yes.
Mother, Uma Thurman. Father, Ethan Hawke. Wild. But she cool. got that in her own right.
Yeah.
It's not like she was handed that, and I love that. She's very talented, and I think she is the perfect Robin in that show.
For sure, for sure. Like, if they casted anybody else, I'd be like, eh.
Yeah, eh.
I think the role is perfectly suited for her.
Yeah, I think so also. I mean...
Other thoughts. So, segue. Ezra Miller, have you, like, heard about the things that's, like, going on with them?
I have no idea.
I feel like every, like, few months, Ezra Miller will pop back up again with...
I have no and, like, idea start, who like, Ezra this Miller whole... is.
Have you ever seen Perks of Being a Wallflower?
Oh my god. Yes.
So Ezra Miller is like, I don't know how to explain
I'm
it.
I'm looking up. Oh, one of the main three people.
Yeah, like the main.
Plays Patrick?
Yes, what's Patrick.
I haven't seen the film in years.
Yeah, but Ezra Miller, they just wreak havoc everywhere they go. Recently, they robbed like a store or whatever. Yeah, like Ezra Miller is like crazy.
Rob store? The Flash actor Ezra Miller charged with felony burglary in Vermont?
Yes.
Huh. Oh, from stealing alcohol from a home in Vermont.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I feel like I hear the name Ezra Miller a lot, but I don't really know anything about them. I don't know. I don't really pay too much attention. Although, going along with the whole, I guess, celebrities causing chaos thing... Did you see that they are making a documentary about Armie Hammer and the Hammer family?
No, I did not see that.
So, do you know the whole Armie Hammer thing?
No.
So there's like all this stuff online about Armie Hammer being like a cannibal.
Oh, Armie Hammer was in Call Me By Your Name, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And so they on Peacock, House of Hammer. No, Hammer House of Horror is what it's called.
Oh.
I'm clicking on it right now. It's an Armie Hammer doc revealing abuse claims.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah, they're subjects of a new docuseries, House of Hammer, from Discovery Plus, chronicling five generations of alleged abuses of power by the Hammer Men.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, I'm interested to see kind of what they pull up in that documentary or that docuseries. I don't know. Oh, it's premiering on September 2nd. And I'm interested. I mean, the only stuff I've ever heard about him has been on, like, TikTok and stuff. So I don't really believe what I hear on the internet.
Yeah.
However, a docuseries on Discovery Plus has a lot more...
Sounds right up your alley.
Yeah, it has a lot more writing on it. It's a lot more legitimate. So... Maybe I'll check it out.
Okay. In other news, have you seen... Well, they're coming out with a new Hunger Games movie.
Yes, it's a prequel, no?
Yeah, it's a prequel. It's called The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. And it has...
Yes.
What's her name? Rachel Zegler in it. And Tom Blip.
You mean...
She was in West Side Story. I think she played Maria.
Ballad of Song... Oh, in the new one?
In the new movie, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yes, I see her now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was obsessed with The Hunger Games.
Really?
In, like, middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I read the ball. I watched the movies. I had a Hunger Games poster. I had a Hunger Games blanket. I had everything.
Oh, my God. My mom, she would not, for the longest time, she would not let me watch the movie.
It's a little much.
Yeah, it's graphic.
Yeah,
but
I
ended up watching it anyways.
Obsessed. Something about me is I have a terrible memory.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. Because of that... I will have to refresh my memory before checking out this movie. Oh, it's not even coming out for another year?
Yeah. It's
why have they been already releasing trailers on TV, though? Like, I was in the movie theater a couple weeks ago. What did I even see? Lightyear. I saw Lightyear.
Oh, you saw Lightyear? Okay.
Yeah, and they had a little teaser trailer for it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think they're just... I guess their marketing budget is a lot because they're probably just, like, building up the hype real big.
Yeah, I would think they're going to take...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of time building it up.
You don't follow Marvel a lot, right?
I do.
Oh, you do?
However, I'm two films behind. Haven't seen Thor, haven't seen Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Everything else, I'm caught up.
You gotta watch Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking of maybe watching it this week. Mm-hmm. They're so long.
Yeah,
and
you gotta like sit down and pay attention. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're gonna miss everything.
Yeah. Over the height of quarantine, back in good old 2020, my dad and I watched all of the Marvel movies in order, was great. Then I watched Black Widow recently. And then, other than that, yeah, I just have to watch Doctor Strange and then Thor. But Thor's not on Disney Plus yet, and I'm not gonna go see it in theaters.
When I got COVID in like right after Christmas this past year, I binged all the more recent Marvel movies. I watched Endgame. I watched Infinity War.
Endgame is so good.
So good. But yeah. So
rest in peace.
Do you see how, what is it, at the LA Comic Con, I think it was, they released all the
Names.
All the new like shows, movies for the next
few years.
The new phases.
Yes, new phases. Yeah, I kind of saw, but Marvel, isn't it phase 3 now?
Right now I think they're in phase 4, no, phase 3 or phase 4, I don't know, let me see.
Calling it a phase is so freaky.
I know, it's that big. They're in phase 4 right now.
Oh, they shelved a movie. Okay, so phase 4 is Black Widow, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I didn't see Eternals, actually.
I didn't like Eternals. For me, personally, when you have a movie with a bunch of new characters, you spend that movie, so much of that movie, just building up each character's backstory, and then I feel like it's just so long, tedious.
That's why I like the way before the Avengers films came out, they all had their own films where they got to be established. So by the time you got to Avengers, you didn't have to learn anything.
Yeah. Like, I think that's a really smart way when you have, if you're trying to introduce the hero, like, you have their own standalone movie, and then you can introduce them to the Avengers or, like, the whole universe together.
I'll be honest, I also haven't really gotten into the Marvel shows.
Really? Yeah. You haven't seen WandaVision?
I saw WandaVision. Okay. And then the thing is, I've heard amazing things about Loki. I've heard great things.
I didn't watch Loki.
However, I felt that before watching Loki, I would have had to watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about halfway through it, and I've been halfway through it since January, and I just can't force myself to watch it.
Yeah, for me,
I don't really care. It's a lot of action, not a lot of plot.
Personally, like, I didn't, like, I tried to watch Loki. I couldn't get through it. I watched all of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Was I paying, like, heavy attention to it?
No.
But one of the other shows that they made that I actually really enjoyed was the Hawkeye series.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Did you watch that at all or no?
No, because I watch in order and I just haven't.
Yeah. You have to watch the Hawkeye series because Florence Pugh is in it, and I love Florence Pugh.
Oh, she's...
Yeah. And Hailee Steinfeld. Yes.
Yeah, she's also in... Not Hailee Steinfeld. Florence Pugh is also in... What's it called? Black Widow.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. I've got some catching up to do. I have other things I'd rather watch.
Okay. Understandable.
I really want to watch Ted Lasso. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I've heard
amazing things.
It got how many?
Yeah, it got nominated for a bunch of Emmys.
There's two seasons?
Yeah, oh, what is it?
Oh my goodness. Ted Lasso celebrates 20 Emmy nominations.
Wow.
That's insane. So
yeah.
I got to watch that.
Yeah, I have to watch
it. It's on my list now. Same thing with Schmigadoon. I need to watch that ASAP.
Yeah, if you're not a big theater person, you don't have to. I think it's good, but I can understand how it's not some people's cup of tea.
No, I enjoy it. Like, I love me a little Les Mis, a little Into the Woods.
Yeah, of course.
So good.
Of course.
But yeah.
We've been talking for a long time. I think it's time for us to stop rambling on about random things. All right, we will see you for week 9. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer.
I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.